Governor David Ige called a news conference after he returned back from back-to-back trips to D.C. for the National Governors Association and from Japan to talk about visa preclearance. And while his meetings were wide-ranging, he also provided updates on his discussions about the COVID-19 virus. He made the case for Hawaii to get those coronavirus test kits from the Centers for Disease Control.
As you know, we have been pushing hard. I have been pushing hard on being able to develop the ability to test in the islands. Certainly when I was in D.C., I had personal conversations about that and why it was important, and they acknowledge and recognize. You know, we're working to be a test site for the test kit development. I think, you know, everybody agreed, and they had worked so hard to try and get the test kits to everybody, and they are now taking a step back after two rounds of sending test kits out and recognizing that not all of them work. They now recognize how different Hawaii is. You know, all the other states, and talking to the other governors, they know that when they send a sample, that it takes a day to get there, and the test takes a day or two, and they get the results back in days. They were surprised and shocked that we would not get a test result back for a week or more.
While in Japan, he assured authorities and travel partners that Hawaii was prepared if coronavirus hits here. Governor David Ige also acknowledged the impact the virus has had on Japan's public health infrastructure and its economy.
You know, for us, shutting down the travel between Hawaii and China is just a small portion of our visitor industry here. We get less than 200,000 visitors from China, which is less than 1% of those who visit the islands. Chinese visitors to Japan make up about 50% of the visitors to Japan. So a significant impact to their economy. And so certainly wanted to share with the government leadership that that we're working here to contain the virus, which doesn't exist here yet, but certainly are prepared to manage any situation that should arise. Also had the opportunity to visit the U.S. Embassy and happened to be able, I had already scheduled to meet with Immigration and Custom and Border Patrol there, and they had just completed the evacuation of the U.S. citizens who happened to be on that cruise ship that was harbored in Yokohama. So certainly was able to talk about that incident and what they had done, the things that worked and didn't work from their perspective. Certainly it was a difficult situation that they were in, but they were able to take those U.S. citizens who wanted to come back to the United States. They were able to do that.
The governor also reiterated Hawaii's statewide response for quarantine and treatment should the virus make its way here.
The emergency response plan that we have in place for any of these medical emergencies, every hospital in the state on all of the islands are prepared to isolate and deal with patients who need to be in quarantine and isolated. So we do know on every island in the state. So that is part of the state's emergency response plan. You know, obviously, we can handle a certain number of isolations. We are prepared, and there is part of the plan that allows us to stand up a hospital that would be in response to any kind of situation. So if we needed 100 people in isolation, that was more than any specific facility would be able to handle, we can stand up an instant hospital. We do have all the equipment and all the procedures in place today. They are on island that would allow us to do that. So should that become necessary, we would have that capability to respond.
And as information changes daily, the governor said officials are trying to create a central location for information. He wants to stop the spread of rumors and misinformation.
We are working on establishing a joint information center at the Department of Health. So we're trying to gather the resources, that would allow us to provide accurate information on a more timely basis. As you know, the challenge that we all face is that social media is instant, and that each and every individual can send anything they want with without any confirmation. And so we would just encourage you to stay connected to the Department of Health. The Department of Health is actively engaged with the Centers for Disease Control several times a day to get accurate information. You know, when we get rumors, we try to run them down as quickly as we can, because we want you to have the most accurate information. So we appreciate your support and cooperation in that effort.
You know, accompanying David Ige on the Japan trip was Hawaii Tourism Authority head Chris Tatum. He remains in Japan for future meetings about the upcoming Olympic Games. We hope to catch up with him when he returns home to the islands.